This week's Dvar Torah has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Rachel Bas Rav Avraham Abba in honor of her yahrzeit Yud Beis Elul by her family Reb Akiva and Toby Pearl. The Rebbe explains in a sicha, the word tshuva is usually translated as repentance, but that would be charata in Lashon HaKodesh. The proper translation of tshuva is to return. The difference between charata and tshuva is from one extreme to another. Charata emphasizes something new. The person feels bad about their past and they want to start acting in a new way. Tshuva emphasizes returning. A yid is good in his essence, but for different reasons, one acted improperly. The idea of tshuva is to return to one's true self. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Yuma, tshuva is great, for it is makarev the geula. As it says, Uval l'tzion goyel u'l'shavei fesha b'yakev. Why did the goyel come to tzion? Because yidin did teshuva. A Yid once came to the Heilige Rishoner with a request. Rebbe, I did Avedis and I want to do tshuva. So why don't you do tshuva? Asked the tzaddik. I don't know how to do tshuva, responded the man. And how did you know how to sin? Asked the tzaddik. I just did, responded the man. And then I realized that I did an Aveda. The tzaddik answered, do the same now. Just do teshuva, and the cheshbon will come on its own. The Heilige brothers, Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zusha, had a third brother who was an innkeeper in a certain town. Once, the Talmidim of the Tzaddik Rabbi Elimelech decided to travel to the third brother and see what he's like. They came to him and saw he was standing all day and selling whiskey to the goyim. They didn't see anything special, but they saw from time to time he would take out a little notebook and would write something. Later, when everyone went to sleep, they heard him crying bitterly. They went out and saw him reading from his little notebook and hitting himself. Not being able to hold themselves back, they approached him and asked him, what are you doing? He responded with a tmimus that every day when he thinks that he did an aveda or thought a hirur aveda, he marks it down in his notebook. At night, he doesn't go to sleep until he does tshuva from the depth of his heart. And the sign that his tshuva was accepted is when he sees the writing erased from his notebook through his tears. Then he knows that also in Shemayim, the aveda was erased. The shliach, Rav Yitzchak Wolf from Chicago, related the story that he heard from a Papa Chassid. One of the elder Papa Chassidim was born and raised in a small city in Hungary. Being very smart, his parents tried to shelter him from all secular influences. But in hiding, the child joined a group of maskilim and slowly drifted away from Yiddishkeit. Eventually, his parents threw him out of the house so not to be a bad influence on the rest of his family. He went to learn at the local gymnasium and was very successful in his studies. His professor advised him to continue his studies in the prestigious Sorbonne University in Paris. He was happy to go to a new place where he didn't have to be embarrassed of his family and townspeople, and no one would know that he's a Yid. The first day in Sorbonne, while walking to his classroom, he was shocked to be approached by a Chassidish younger man with a beard and pace. The younger man asked him, Tefillin hast du schon heint gelegt? Did you put on tefillin today? He was spellbound and didn't have what to answer. Before he had a chance to get back to himself, the younger man grabbed him and said, Nish kosha, mi legi mit asachiden tefillin. It's okay. We put on tefillin with many yidden, so we'll put on with you too. He pulled out a pair of tefillin and put it on with him. every single day that Yogi Man came to put on tefillin with him, until he brought him back to Tshuva Shleima. The Purpa Chassid concluded, the younger man was none other than the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and that bacher is now from the elder Chassidim of Purpa. If he is a Yid today, it's thanks to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rebbe writes in a letter, and this that you write, that sometimes you are sad, is not in accordance with the teaching of our Torah, Torah Chaim, which commands every single Yid, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. And even when a person knows that he did something that he shouldn't have done, one must strengthen their betachen and the one who gave the Torah and commanded the mitzvahs, that he will give the strength to do tshuva and to act in a way of fulfilling the Ratzon HaBeira. It's obvious that along with this, one must have charata, regret on the improper actions, but not to be sad at all. And when one tries in this be'emes, then the tshuva is from the depth of the heart even more. And it's mechaper on all the avedis. And as a woman, which is a mother to children and a balas habayis, she should act in the way of Torah. For through this, it's added in the health of her husband and children and the woman herself. And in particular, what is negeh to a woman are the matters of tznius, taras hamishpacha, the kashas of food, and the chinuch of children while they're still home. But as said, all this must be done out of joy and be tachen that the Borei HaOlam is mashkiach on her. Hashem is watching on her and will help them in all their matters. Mate Ephraim writes, Anshe Maisa have the custom to check their tefillin and mezuzahs during the month of Elul and anything else that needs to be fixed in other mitzvahs. It's the most auspicious time to fix them.
May we be zeicha to tshuva shleima with the geula shleima right now. Hatzlacha rabba. The phone line will be updated on Monday, Chai Elul.